You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Armand Sadeghi, an entrepreneur, speaker, and coach. Through his work, Mr. Sadeghi strives to provide others with the instruction that will enable them to find balance in all areas of life while experiencing consistent fulfillment and growth. Today, Armand is here to discuss maybe a good problem, but the downside of success, why achieving all you wanted too early can be quite devastating. Armand, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you for having me. It's my pleasure to be with you today.
So tell us, what skills are overlooked in a fast rise to success?
Well, everything I've looked at points to focus. It seems like those who are able to focus on taking their energy, their mind, their thinking, and they put everything and focus it on one thing. It seems those are the folks who find success easier than others who sort of seem to be thinking of one thing one minute and the next thing another minute and thinking it's just the next great idea that's going to take them to the top, as opposed to realizing that most of the time the ideas are the easy ones to come up with, but focusing on them and focusing on attaining success with them, that's the tough part. And those who are able to balance that equation and focus seem to be the ones who have success.
Interesting. And what are the dangers of an instant change to a high-level lifestyle?
Well, you know, what I see in so many people, and I experienced this myself in the 90s when I was a 16-year-old kid. I started a computer business in the mid-90s before anyone even knew what the Internet was. And I started this company. It attained quite a lot of success. And having grown up in a family where we didn't have a lot of money, I thought that, you know, now that I had money coming in, all my problems were solved. And so I moved out of my parents' house at the age of 16, dropped out of high school, not to go drink and do drugs, but to build what I was hoping would become an empire one day. I got my own apartment, nice car. I had all the things that I thought I always wanted. And I found myself in a place where I was devastated. I was almost on the verge of depression. And what it was is that when you get success handed to you like that, and I'd gone and worked for it, but when success finds you that easily, there's this misconception that the success or the money is what's going to make you happy. And in the end, what you realize is the success and the money, it's all nice, and you want to go for it, trust me, because it makes your lifestyle a lot better. But it is not going to change your mindset. It is not going to change your emotions. It's not going to change your family relations. It is not going to have the global effect that people think it's going to have. And you wake up one day, and you realize, hey, I've got a nice house. I've got a nice car. I've got nice clothes. I can travel. But I'm still the same person I always was, and the people around me are the same people they always were. And now you have a whole new set of problems to deal with. The way you're able to deal with your problems prior to success is about just as good as you are at them after you find success. And so what I really teach people, especially young entrepreneurs, I say, learn to be happy with who you are and what you have now while pursuing everything that you want. Because if you can't find happiness in a studio apartment, if I put you on a mansion on the beach, it's not going to help you be any happier. You'll be in a nicer house. You'll have a nicer view. But happiness and fulfillment are something that we brew from within, not something that the outside world hands us.
That is some golden nuggets right there. Today we're joined by Armand Sadeghi, briefly an entrepreneur, writer, speaker, and coach dedicated to sharing the tools that allow individuals to attain high-level success on a consistent basis while enjoying daily fulfillment and happiness. Surely, this is the key here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, from your experience, touch on what kind of ridiculous spending habits have you seen of those that have had rapid success that you have taken notice of?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you see this all the time. You see this with athletes. You see it with folks who are blessed to make it in the music business, in the film business, and many entrepreneurs who have overnight success. And you know, you find that immediately, you know, they're on the next flight to Vegas, but instead of coach, now they're riding first class or taking a private jet, and you know, getting to Vegas with a private jet and bottle service for themselves and, you know, 50 of their closest friends who they didn't really know before very well, but suddenly they all became close friends, and champagne bottles and presidential suites and things like that. Unfortunately, people have a misconception of how quickly you can spend money. If someone who has yet to attain success and massive financial freedom, if he or she hasn't learned to use money, let me tell you, giving you more money is a very dangerous thing to do, because if you don't know how to use $50,000 a year and now you're given $5 million a year or $50 million a year, you won't know how to use that money either. And most people who go from $50,000 a year to $5 million a year end up just as broke, and in many cases even more broke, because they've never learned the spending habits. And they used to spend every dime they had at $50,000, and now they spend every dime they have at $5 million. And at the end of the day, they just end up with bigger debts and bigger problems. And they find themselves chasing after that next dollar, because that's what it's going to take to survive.
Bingo in all regards, right on target. Now, what is the best way, in conclusion, to approach and maintain success?
Well, the key to anything in life, in my opinion, is sustainability. Meaning you want to have a plan that will work for you today, but will sustain results for you. I work with a lot of high-level executives, with a lot of entrepreneurs, athletes, and folks who are trying to truly live life at the peak. And the first thing I do with them is I say, I have this thing called a wheel of life that's got 10 different sections to it. And your career and mission is one of those. Finances is another one. But there are 8 others, such as physical health, such as family and friends, your intimate relationship, your emotional health, your spiritual health, your growth. What I do is I have them focused on understanding that there are 10 sections to this wheel. And to truly be at your best as an entrepreneur, what you've got to do is you've got to balance those other areas. Now, don't get me wrong. Today, I own 6 different companies. My biggest company, I have over 150 employees. And I am in everyone else's definition, they would call me a workaholic. But the thing is when you talk to my family, when you talk to my wife and my 2 little girls, they would tell you that I make enough time for them. And why that is, when I'm with my wife, I'll take my phone and I'll put it on airplane mode, or I'll turn it off and I'll leave it in the car and I'll look at her and I'll say, honey, the only person in the world I need to talk to is right here with me. And I'll put that phone away. So even if I'm only with her for 2 hours or 3 hours, she feels like I'm with her 100%. And so the advice I give young entrepreneurs who are just getting started, or even those who have attained massive success, I say, look, life is about balance. And balance comes from focus. Meaning when you're in the work environment, you focus on your work. And I don't take calls from my wife or my kids while I'm at work. Right? If I take a lunch break, that's a time that I can get back to them. But when I'm at work, I'm at work. When I'm with my kids, I'm with my kids. When I'm with my wife, I'm with my wife for the purpose of having a beautiful, intimate relationship with my wife. When I'm at the gym, I go to the gym 25 minutes every single day, and I work out, and I take care of my body. I eat healthy. I focus on my emotions and my spiritual health, and I balance all of that. And that's what I teach, is that if you don't have that balance, you're never going to have the power that you need on the inside. And the analogy I give is I say, you know, most of us are barely running on 87 octane fuel. Now, how can we get you to 89 octane fuel? Well, one way would be, hey, let's get you in the gym. Let's get you working out. And no more than 25 minutes a day. It's all you need is get in the gym for 25 minutes to do some strength training, not get on the treadmill and, you know, chase after something that's not going anywhere. That gets you to 89 octane fuel. So now how do we get you to 91? Well, hey, you know, let's get you some good relationships in your life with your family, your friends, the people that you love. Well, hey, there's another level above that, right? How do we get you to jet fuel? How can we get you operating on jet fuel? Well, now let's bring another aspect of balance to your life, right? And then finally, what I have people do is I have them focus on their why, meaning why do you want success? Why do you want all this stuff? And when you really sit down, and I even have to put people put their hands on their heart as they do this, and I have them think about why they want success. And as they start getting into the depths of why they want success, why they want money, why they want to have the bigger business and all those things, suddenly what I see is people who are absolutely fueled by rocket fuel, right? Once you've got that rocket fuel running through your jets, you're not running on that old 87 junk, and you're absolutely able to do whatever it takes. And that's what I've seen in people when they create true balance and they really go after what's in their heart and what they want, as opposed to what someone else told them to do and someone else's definition of success.
I'm sure those that have tuned in and are listening to this have found this to be most helpful, inspiring, and thanks so much, Armand, for sharing this golden information, really, for how to achieve success and how to maintain it as well. How about telling our listeners where they can be in touch and get more information?
Absolutely. The easiest way is on the web at www.titaniumsuccess.com or just look for us on the social networks. I'm always here to help. My mission in life is to help other business owners and young entrepreneurs and executives live life at their absolute peak and take their business to levels they never thought possible. And this is what I love doing. I speak all over the world on this topic, and I am blessed to have been here on your show today, and I'm here for you and your listeners anytime. Again, titaniumsuccess.com is the easiest way to get a hold of us.
Armand, thanks so much for taking the time today to be with us here on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Armand Sadeghi, an entrepreneur, writer, speaker, and coach dedicated to sharing the tools that allow individuals to attain high-level success on a consistent basis while enjoying daily fulfillment and happiness. And once again, the website of reference is titaniumsuccess.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.